Day 3. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. Horatio Spafford. Peace is the opposite of stress. God wants to give us good things. He calls us to a peaceful life. 1 Timothy 2:2 says that we should live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. God will keep us in a state of peace if we fix our minds on him and trust him. See Isaiah 26:3. Today, I want to encourage you. Most likely, you're either going through a hard time, getting ready to go through one, or just now coming out of one. We could all use a little encouragement and some cheerleading. Last year, I had to watch a loved one go through an incredible fight for physical and emotional well-being. My dear one had to go away for a time to get needed help. I hated that this person was struggling and suffering each day, and there wasn't anything I could do to help. I was so frustrated, and then I received an email with this verse. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God is forever. Isaiah 48. This verse provided me with some much needed comfort. 2020 was already a world in which the grass was withering, so to speak, and watching one of my flowers fade was no fun. But I still had God's word, and that would remain with me no matter what came next, good or bad. That was something I could trust in. With the world in such a shaken state, I needed something firm that I could plant my feet into, so I began to more fervently dive into God's word each day. And that is what sustained me and what can sustain you. This is how the words of Habakkuk 3:17 through 18 can be true for you too. Reflect on how, even if all earthly security is gone, you can have confidence in God. Habakkuk says, though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crops fail and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. God promises in Jeremiah 31:25, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. Could you use some refreshment today? I know I sure could. It's such a relief to know that if we need a little peace today, God will freely give us some. Psalm 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you're going through hardship, hang in there. Exodus 14:14 tells us, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Just sit still, reflecting on God's presence and peace with you through whatever you need. When Jesus left the world, he promised he would leave us with peace. See John 14:27. Sister, you can remain in that state of peace. Philippians 4:7 promises us that this peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.